Visiting with Secretary of Ag Blaine Arthur. We're out here for the cook-off, but there's going to be a lot of fun things going on tonight.
There are a lot of fun things. Glad to be out here with the governor supporting the ag industry and the beef industry. And we're just so glad that the governor's always supportive of what we do in production agriculture.
Well, because we realize, too, especially if you watch any of the news these days, there's a lot of states that do not have the support of the beef industry like we have here in Oklahoma.
There's no doubt about that, and I think it just makes us even more appreciative of Governor Stitt and that we live here in Oklahoma, especially because beef production is a huge part of what we do here in Oklahoma, and to have our governor be supportive of our producers and everything that helps them be successful, we're glad to live in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Let's get a couple of updates on some things. Now, I know last year there were some grants given out for small packing companies. Where are we at with those?
We've actually had tremendous progress with those facilities. You know, some of those were either refurbishing shuttered facilities or making expansion to their coolers or their kill floors. We have one facility out on the western side of the state that was a ground-up construction that's really close to being done. We had some of our legislators out touring that facility last week. So great progress. You know, in the big scheme of things, that's not as many more head killed a day as we would like to have, but it's a great start. And two, what we're seeing, that job creation, especially in those rural areas, makes a big difference to those communities. So we've seen some great progress. Now, we know it's still a ways out to book a kill date, and we understand that, but some great progress. And again, appreciative of the governor for supporting having those funds going to those facilities.
Well, I know a lot of small folks and smaller companies, like you were mentioning, applied for those grants and actually received them. So what is that going to mean for the state as far as, like you mentioned, not a huge impact, but certainly going to help?
It absolutely is, and when we combine some of the value-added programs that we've seen, you know, there's Oklahoma Certified Beef Program that's come out, and then Cattlemen's is working on their specific label for some of the hamburger. All of that value-added piece is more dollars for our producers, especially when they can do it here in the state. So it's income generation for them, but then helps with economic development just across the state of Oklahoma. And we saw last year that consumers really care about who's producing their food and where it's coming from, and they want to buy from local producers.
And you mentioned the fact that it's a trade now that kids can go to school and actually learn how to do. It's kind of died off in the past, but now they need those folks.
They absolutely do, and we're very excited about what Career Tech has done with that online curriculum that they stood up last year, and now they've got the mobile meat processing trailer that can travel around to the high schools, to Career Techs, help with on-site training with those facilities, and that is a skill. Once those students have that certification, they immediately have a job. For students that have an interest, that is a long-term career for them, and we've got a lot of kids that like that hands-on option to do something. So good jobs that they know will be there. And in those communities too, where they might have had to gone somewhere to get a good paying quality job, and now they have access to the education and the curriculum and are helping out in their hometown too.
Well, I was at the OCA meeting in Clinton last week, and one of the big concerns around that neck of the woods is marijuana grow houses. And there's not a whole lot of legislation around that. What are you thinking? Like, what's the plan for that?
So, you know, we have a really unique dynamic, and then the medical marijuana was a state question. So the citizens of Oklahoma said, this is what we want to have happen. And so that was kind of given very quickly to the legislature to have to stand up a new state agency and develop these regulations, and how do we work through that. And, you know, the agency that I work at is also a regulatory agency, but we've been doing that for decades. And so to stand up a brand new program and try to navigate through those pieces is challenging. But I think what we're really seeing, and I'm certainly hearing from our ag producers, is we've got a lot of issues there. Everything from spray drift issues to land prices to ownership of land. We're certainly having conversations within the cabinet and across agencies about what the solutions are. We've got lots of legislators that are looking at those challenges. And what we want to do is be very thoughtful, because before we change anything in statute, we want to make certain that it's something that's really going to be a good decision for all of those involved. But I will tell you, I probably get more calls right now regarding this particular issue than anything else. So we're aware of it. We're all collectively discussing what those best options are so that we can put something in place that's going to be a good long-term fix. And remember that our ag producers rely on being able to do so many of those things on their places to be successful. And right now, because of these facilities, it's limiting the ability for them to do some things like spraying their places that they normally would be doing. So we know it's top of the mind. I don't have all the answers yet, but we're certainly working together to do what's going to be best for everybody involved.
Well, and it's a tough issue because it is agriculture, but it's also medical. So it's a fine line.
It is, and you know, it's just like challenges we've had historically when we have different types of ag operations. You know, when you have an organic place go in by a traditional place, that can create some unique dynamics. When we have guys going growing cotton by somebody running cattle, you know, 2,4-D does not like cotton, and cotton guys don't like 2,4-D. So it's, again, to the point of taking into consideration everyone that's involved in the process, and that's why we want to be very thoughtful about it. We don't want to make just a really reactionary decision, because typically that's not going to be the best answer to solve the problem.
Well, outside of that, what are you getting calls on these days?
Lots of calls about the markets, lots of calls from our cattle producers, certainly, and some challenges that they continue to see there. But really, on the positive side, a lot of our commodity prices are up, which is great for producers. Thankfully, we're headed into what looks to be a really good wheat crop. You always want to knock on wood, because the weather can always sneak up on us. So I would say overall, it's a pretty positive dynamic in the ag community here in the state of Oklahoma right now. So that's good after an incredibly challenging year in 2020. But we also just encourage folks to reach out to us at the department and to our staff, because if there are things that we can work on and change or provide solutions to, that's what we want to do. And sometimes we don't know about them unless they reach out and call us.
And I was going to say, it's not usually the farmer's first call to call and complain about something, but that's the only way you're going to know about it.
There's no doubt about that. And once the legislative session, they're kind of winding down here in Oklahoma City. And so I'll spend a lot of time just traveling the state, going out and talking to producers on their places. Because 9 times out of 10, I talk to someone and they're like, well, this is actually an issue. Do you know about this? Sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't. And then I'll go back to staff and say, well, can we fix this or address it? And a lot of times we can. So that's why we want to be out talking to real producers on their place about things that we can do to help them be more successful.
Well, Blaine, thank you so much for visiting with us.
All right. Thank you.